Hello and welcome to the Success Showcase. I'm your host, Eric Lopkin with the Modern Observer Group. And with me as always is Chip Januszewski from the Happiness and Success GPS. Chip, how are you doing this week?
Doing great. How about you, Eric?
Doing fantastic. We're coming up on the end of summer and I have been busy building new steps to launch for back to school and in the fall and already planning for 2019.
Yeah, and I just figured out how I can move to South America because I like summer.
That's it. You spend 6 months down there, 6 months up here, never deal with the winter.
With the internet, we can keep in touch, which is a perfect segue into what we're going to be talking about today.
Right. Today, we're going to be talking about social media and communicating on social media, what you can and shouldn't do on social media. And it's really become important for businesses because it is so much a part of what people do. People now spend more time on social media than they do with television or actually any other media outlet.
Yeah, and as a businessman on there, I'm sure there's a whole lot more people out there that are like me than are like you. Because the bottom line is I just go on and I have a Facebook page and I do, you know, some other stuff in there, but I really have no clue as to what's the best ways to use this thing, you know, unless I go in and take a look at a list or get trained by somebody. So we're going to be tossing around a lot of ideas today, pointing out some different things. You know, I have some questions, but I really believe that it's very, very important to make sure that you have your program going. And after listening to today, it's probably a good idea if you have a business that needs this a lot to get a specialist to help you out with this and maybe maintain it for you.
Yeah, it's fantastic if you've got somebody that is dedicated towards doing your social media, whether it's an outside expert or somebody in your company. One of the most important things is that whoever is doing it really needs to understand you and your business. Because this is being presented as you online. So whoever's doing it really needs to understand that, needs to understand not just the facts about your business, but the culture, the attitude, how you post things, how you talk, because you really want to make your social media profiles a strong reflection of who you are.
Yeah, and if you do, the nice thing about the internet, obviously, is a one-person business is just as powerful as a multi-million-dollar corporation because it's a level playing field. So if you have this thing being done right for you, it is a really, really good ticket towards success for your business if it's done properly.
Absolutely. Back in 1999, the New Yorker magazine had a cartoon of a dog on a computer, and the caption read, "On the internet, nobody knows you're a dog." And that has only become more and more true. The image that you put forth on social media, on the internet, a single person business can appear just as large as a Fortune 500 if it's done properly. Now, I know a lot of people get overwhelmed by social media. And one of the first things you need to do if you're just getting into social media, especially for your business, is to realize you don't have to do everything. Your best bet is to pick a platform, do it well, and then once you've got that under control, you can then go to other platforms. Now, if you're trying to reach consumers, if you want to relate to consumers, Facebook is a great place to be. If you're trying to target businesses, LinkedIn is a place to be. If it's more about getting news out, if you're a news organization, a community organization, Twitter is a great place to be. So you have to figure out where your audience is and go to that service. And again, you don't have to do everything. I mean, my company does a lot with social media. In fact, we get quite a number of customers through there. And because of this, we have, I wouldn't say a comprehensive program, because there are still platforms that we don't do, but we do. We have profiles and posts going out on LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google Plus. We even have things going out on some of the smaller platforms, Tumblr. We're on Pinterest. We're on Flickr. So we have a, you know, a massive program. We don't have a lot of people running it. Most of it is handled through social media automation. But it gives us a presence in all of these places and gives people an idea of what we can accomplish.
Yeah, so one of the places that is so important to start with, no matter where you're going, which is something that I know myself because I do have Facebook and LinkedIn, is you do have to start with a really, really good profile. It's got to reflect you. It's got to be simple, easy to read. But the bottom line is your brand, whatever it is, has got to go through that. So if you could talk a little bit about setting up social media profiles, I think a lot of people need to hear this.
Yeah, you're setting up your profile is the first step. And in fact, we've actually done presentations that we call the three C's of social media. And it's create, connect, communicate. And create is that first step, and it's about creating your profile, because that's the basis of what you do. Your personal profile is about you. Now, if you're doing this solely for business, your profile should be very professional. It should be very businesslike. Certainly on LinkedIn, it needs to be a professional profile. It's about your skills, your experience, who you are, and what you bring to the table. Now, Facebook profiles tend to be a little more personal. So you can talk about where you went to school, where you've lived, you know, your family, things like that. However, your personal profile in Facebook is still a very strong business tool. So one of the things you have to remember is, even though you want your profile to showcase your personality, you have to be very careful about what you put on it. You know, photos of you at work, photos of you on vacation, those are fun, you know, those are great. You know, a shot of you on the beach, a shot of you on the beach drunk, making a fool of yourself, not a good idea. Most of the photos that folks have taken at college parties, college hijinks, should not be on your profile. And whether you're using this for business or not, if you're looking for a job, one of the first thing recruiters do is they check your social media profiles. So if a recruiter sees all of these pictures of you drunk at parties, your chances of getting that job just went down the drain.
Yeah, it's automatically part of their process now. So
it really is. And in fact,
you got to really, really pay attention to that. If you're in the market in college, you got to make sure that stuff comes off.
Yeah. And in fact, there was a recent article that surveyed HR people, and they now rate social media as the most important factor in their decision. And in fact, it came across as a lot more important than your resume.
So it makes a lot of sense why. Because as we just talked about, especially Facebook, that is really who you are in real life. These are the people that you hang around with. These are your friends and so on and so forth. And if they want to get a capsule of you outside of your resume, which is all your professional side of things, it's the easiest way to do that is to look at your Facebook page.
Exactly. And that's what they're doing. So you want to make sure that even though your Facebook page is supposed to be a reflection of your personality, that there's nothing there that could sabotage your business, your career. A great line I heard once for a rule of what you should be putting on Facebook is, if you wouldn't talk about it with your grandmother at Thanksgiving dinner, don't put it on Facebook.
Okay, that's in my mind now. Hi, Grandma in heaven. There you go.
Yeah, it's... Because again, you do really want to make sure when you create that profile, it's a benefit to you, not a hindrance. So that's the first C, is to create the profiles. And again, you want it to be about your personality, but you also want it to be professional. You want to come across as a successful person that people want to know, that people want to hire, that people want to do business with. Now, the second C is connect. And this is where social media gets a little complicated. For the most part, people are reluctant to connect to folks online that they don't necessarily know. Certainly on Facebook, it's meant to connect you with friends and colleagues. LinkedIn also was created to connect you with colleagues. However, you want to be connected to as many people as possible because this is your personal network. You don't want to be connecting to folks you really have no idea who they are. You also don't want to connect to just everyone. But you do want to be open about connecting with people. And the example of that I use is, if you're out at a party and somebody you don't know walks up to you and says hello, what would you do? Do you say hello back? Or do you say, I don't know you, I don't want to have anything to do with you? Well, social media works the same way. If somebody reaches out to you, you want to connect with them. You want to reach out back. It doesn't necessarily mean adding them as a friend or adding them as a connection. It could just mean messaging back and forth with them to get to know them. Both Facebook and LinkedIn have groups. And these are groups of people with a shared interest. And you want to get involved in those groups, in those interests, and talk to people. The more you talk to people, the greater your number of connections can become because you're getting to know folks.
Now, yeah, there's what you're able to do in both Facebook and in LinkedIn, which is great for your business, is to share information that's just good for the general public and people, not salesy type things. But if it's a very good opportunity for you to portray yourself as an expert in your field just by sharing information with others. And I know what you often do too is look for information on LinkedIn and share that with other people, good articles and things like that also. So it's a great resource. And the more you can use that to help other people out without looking for anything in return, the more that boosts your image out there.
All right. The more information you're sharing, the more you're talking to people, helps really boost your credibility. And that actually goes to the third C, which is communicate. But coming back a little bit to connecting, a lot of people are hesitant to connect with business colleagues on Facebook because they know they're posting personal things. What Facebook allows you to do when you connect to someone, you can put them in lists. Then when you post something, you can choose what lists can see what you're posting. So if you're posting something general, you can just send it out to the public. If you're posting someone something that you just want your family to see, you can put all of your family members in a family list and just choose the family list when you post that. So nobody outside that list will see it. You can put all of your business contacts in a business list. So if you're sending something out that is geared towards your business, but you don't really want to send it to your friends and family because they may not be interested, you can choose that list. So you have control over who sees what you're posting. You don't have to post everything to everybody.
Yeah, and on the other hand, too, you also have the ability to block people that you don't want to see their content who maybe don't have those lists, you know, delegated out. So if somebody's constantly posting things about their family and you don't want to see it, you don't have to unfriend them, but you can just block their content coming to your page.
Right. You can block the content. You can also choose to unfollow them, which is not the same as unfriend. Unfriend, you're not connected anymore. Unfollow just means you're not seeing their posts. So there's a lot of leeway in who can see what you're putting out, which connections, but you do want to make those connections. Because that's, you know, that's what social networking is. It's connecting with people. You can choose what you share with them. And again, that goes to the third C, which is communicating. One of the biggest mistakes people make on social media, especially on LinkedIn, is they set up their profile, and they do a great job. They set up that profile page, and it's fantastic. And then they don't do anything. And they think it's if you build it, they will come. And social media does not work like that. You need to be posting status updates. You need to be posting in groups, posting articles. LinkedIn has a blogging platform built into it. I post blogs on our corporate website on average 3 times a week. Every time I do it on that, we post the same blog entry through LinkedIn's platform. Because of this, I have, I would say, approximately 1,100 people that I'm connected to on LinkedIn. But I have 3,000 followers. These are people that I don't know, that I'm not connected to, but are reading my status updates and my blog posts because they're finding that information useful. And some of those followers will become connections, but some of those followers will actually become customers because they've already seen how much I know about these topics. And if that's what they're looking for, they can contact. So you have to be communicating.
Yeah, and again, this is something where if you are not a writer or you don't want to get into this kind of thing, getting somebody on the outside to help you out is a great idea because they'll actually coach you through. If you want to post a periodic blog, you might just spend the day writing up the next 4 or 5 and just give it to them and have them put it up for your weekly blog for the rest of the month. So, having a program that you're sticking to on a timely basis has got to be very important because that's when people are looking for it. So it's probably better not to start at all than to start something and have people looking for things and then all of a sudden disappear, as you say.
Right. Like just recently, I joined a group on Facebook. And I was looking. And then yeah, I started posting things to it, and those posts didn't show up because some of the groups on Facebook are monitored. So whoever created the group, they have to approve all of the posts. Well, nothing that I was posting was being approved. And I was starting to wonder, because it wasn't sales things, you know, there was nothing that violated terms of service. So I was looking to see why my things weren't being approved. I took a look, and the moderator of the group hadn't approved any posts at all for months. Well, I left the group, because if it's not going to be active, if the moderator isn't going to keep up with it, there's no value to the group. So you really do need to keep up with what you're doing. Do it on a regular basis. Even if that regular basis is just once a week, stay active on social media. Now, that does not mean spending all of your time on social media. You want to read people's posts. You want to be communicating with them. But one of the things that's most important about social media is that, unlike television, radio, print, social media is a two-way communications medium. It is just as important, if not more so, to listen to what other people are posting as it is to post yourself.
Yeah, and one of the best things you can do on there is, if you do see something good from somebody else, a post, go make a positive comment about that, share that if you can get a chance to do that. But the more you are sharing things that way and helping other people out, the better off you're going to be also. And it also feels good to do that stuff. It makes for a much better community out there, especially if you're posting positive business things, positive things going on in life and that kind of stuff, because Lord knows there's a whole lot of stuff out there that gets political. And, you know, once you get one person going and the bandwagon's going, you can get really lost in there for a long, long time, and you're going to get nothing out of it except becoming a head case.
Yeah, it does become very difficult for some people to avoid getting entangled in online arguments, because they happen so frequently, and it's a knee-jerk response. You see something that, you know, aggravates you or whatever, and you immediately type out a response and you hit send. And before you hit send, you have to look at what you wrote and figure out if it really adds to a conversation or if it's just perpetuating stereotypes or getting, you know, fueling arguments. There have been many times when I've gotten into political discussions and somebody has jumped in, and it becomes very obvious that they're not interested in discussing facts. They just want to get their point of view across. And whatever I post, all they're going to do is yell back their point of view. So you have to look at that and go, you know what? It's not worth my time and aggravation to get involved with that. Sometimes I just don't respond. Other times I've actually removed my comments from the entire conversation, because I just don't want to create noise pollution.
Yeah, and again, keep in mind that those recruiters and professionals out there are looking at whatever you post there. So if you have a bad day on there, it could blow the whole thing for you as far as a job goes or something else. So it's a good idea, just as you said, if you all of a sudden realize you shouldn't have posted things, you can go in and delete what you put up there.
All right, and that's something important to remember, is you can delete your posts. You can also delete, when people tag you in their posts, you can go in and delete the tag. You can't delete their posts unless it's on your profile. But if you delete your tag, when somebody is searching for you, that won't come up. And it's very important to, you know, to have some level of control over what's posted about you.
Yeah, and I do understand what tags are, most people do, but you might want to explain to people exactly what that is.
Yeah. Tags are a method of being able to search for information. Most people are familiar with the term hashtag. Tags are a little more general. It includes hashtags, but it also includes when you put somebody's name in a post and link to their profile so that they know that you've put it in. These are searchable terms. So when you go to Facebook or LinkedIn and you put one of these terms in the search bar, all of these posts will come up. Now, when you're posting business content, that's a powerful tool because that allows people who are searching for different subjects to find your posts, even if they're not connected to you directly. So it expands how many people can find you. And it also allows people who are looking for specific information to connect to your post, to connect to you if you want. But remember, when you're using tags, somebody else can be talking about things and tag you in their posts. You need to pay attention to that. Most times it's fine. You know, it's somebody talking about you or mentioning that you were at an event, something like that. But if it's something very personal or something that you think could be inappropriate, you want to remove that tag from that post. I did this a number of years ago. One of my college roommates had posted some things about back in college and tagged me in this. Now, there was nothing bad in the post if you knew what had gone on at college. Taken out of context, however, it could have looked really bad. So I removed my tag from that so that it wouldn't, that wouldn't come up when people were looking for me. And you need to do that to control your reputation online. So we're already coming up on the end of our time here. Chip, what do you think people need to know about social media as they're getting started and moving forward on it?
Well, I think it's a good idea to talk to somebody who knows what they're doing. I mean, everybody has friends who knows more about that than they do. But especially if you're going with your business, you have to come up with a plan. You have to control your content, be consistent with your brand, and really just make sure that it brings out your own passion in what you're doing. And also, if you're on there, very, very important to monitor what's going on through you, but also what's being said about you.
Absolutely. I think something else to remember is that what we've talked about here is just the tip of the iceberg. I mean, we didn't get into creating business pages or running groups or all sorts of other things you can be doing on social media. So it's important to take a look around, do some research, and learn what you can and can't do. And again, you don't have to do everything. Choose one thing and do it well. And doing one thing on social media well is more important than being everywhere on social media. And remember, for a lot of people, if they're not seeing you every day, if they're not talking to you every day, social media is the impression that you're leaving. So make sure the impression is one that you want to leave. You've been listening to the Success Showcase. You can catch us every week at blogtalkradio.com/successshowcase. You can also find us on the Apple Podcasts app, the iTunes Store, and wherever you find podcasts. Remember, make this your best week ever and make next week even better. See you then.